The Rain 2021 Audio Evolution Summit.
All right, well, hi everyone. I'm the CEO of AudioMob, Christian Facey. Backgrounds at Google, managed $100 million for the company. I was a science partner at Facebook, massive gamer and music lover, alongside the other person in the screen, Wilfred Obeng, our CTO, ex-Google engineer. Ah, he's just managed to jump in. Hi, Wilfred.
Yeah,
ex-Goldman Sachs, ex-JP Morgan. So yeah, we worked together on this idea to combine our passions of advertising, our love of music, as well as our love of gaming to uncover what we believe is the next big thing in audio. And again, it's oriented around the title of our talk, Why Gamers Listen. So to give you an idea of a mobile gaming snapshot, so you've probably all been hearing a lot about what is going on in the gaming space in terms of its raw size. To give you a bit of an idea, though, there's 3 billion gamers. That's going to be the size of the gaming industry by the end of this year. The growth of this market is around 30% a year. There are millions and millions and millions of daily active users, all of which play games and have their phone volume on. And most people in every single demographic, they play mobile games, most 18 to 24-year-olds, over half of females, over half of parents. It's a very well-distributed demographic, and it's really important that everyone knows that because it is what defines the size of the audio opportunity. But before we get to that, you know, what is AudioMob? So this is going to show you an example of rewarded audio. It enables a player to listen to the audio ad while playing the game.
Whatever job you're searching for, you can find it on LinkedIn. First jobs, flexible jobs.
Wilfred, give me a thumbs up. I'm hoping everyone could heard that. Okay, good stuff. So what you just saw is someone, thanks, Kurt. What you just saw is someone opt in to change their bullets that they're shooting on from the helicopter into rockets, and they got rewarded with the weapon, and they listened to a LinkedIn audio ad in return. And this is something that we're building out for the space, this kind of highly engaging inventory with key partners such as TargetSpot. We've been talking to them for years, and they've been really supporting us on this journey, and they've been monetizing a lot of our inventory. So great partners for a great format. And then on the flip side, on the other side of the business, AudioMob has its own DSP. And we've been working with lots of great brands such as, you know, KitKat, Jeep. And I'll show you a bit more of the case studies a little later on. And the idea behind our DSP is that we can quickly test and iterate on all of these different brand messages that we're sending to these players. And we're building out the inventory for great partners such as TargetSpot. And this gives you an idea of an automatically triggered ad.
Win a golden break with KitKat. Pick up a KitKat and find the lucky code inside each wrapper to enter on our website for a chance to win gold. The more codes you enter, the higher your chances of winning. Tap on the banner to find out more. Have a break.
So, when I play the whole thing, I'm sure you get the idea. It's non-intrusive audio ads. Ads that can be listened to while the player plays the game. Rather than, you know, watching a video ad, of course. And in terms of the available impressions, this is via the AudioMob DSP. We are talking about hundreds and hundreds of millions of impressions, actually in the high billions of impressions here, because there is now a way where you can turn a mobile game into an audio ad slot. So quite literally, via the AudioMob DSP, when it comes to automatically playable ads, we're seeing a 1,000% increase in click-through engagement, and we provide more audio spots than any entity on the planet, because as I showed you earlier, there are billions and billions of mobile gamers that are active right now. But then it comes to the rewarded inventory as well that we're building via TargetSpot. And this gives you an idea of how the players are reacting to the game. I'm going to show you an integration that we've got with Big Brother, a very well-known TV series, and we integrated into that game. And here is going to be Finn, the CTO of the Big Brother game, and he'll tell you more about how the players are interacting with the ad format.
Hello, I'm Tim Brewer. I'm the Chief Technology Officer at Night Impact. We specialize in creating games for television franchises our most recent release has been Big Brother the Game. With this game, we wanted to look to the future of Audio Miles. It's something new.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like...
Players who would watch an ad for the in-game currency, they prefer audio ads. They're pleasantly surprised they can continue playing and be able to get a reward for it. The Audio Mob plugin is as Unity plugin should be. Import, initialize, and go. Compared to banner and interstitial, the audio ads sit into a quite high-value eCPM. That's the really positive aspect, that the audience can continue playing while the eCPM remains high. Audio Mob is pretty idea favorable. The targeting is different. The ads don't require as much tracking, which is good because it's one network that'll be pretty resilient to the changes coming in iOS 14 for, you know, a mid to hardcore category game. In terms of what we see is that these engaged users who prefer not to pay for in-app purchases will go, you know, and listen to a lot of audio ads in a row, which increases the engagement. They get more out of, say, 5 minutes spent in the game than they would without having an audio ad on. This is a shift in how ads will happen in the next year. I think we're going to see more audio ads, and you know, Audio Mob has been great at helping us get this up and running very quickly.
So great words by Finn, CTO of Ninth Impact, the developer behind Big Brother. And there's a lot of things that I'll refer to a little later on. You know, anyone can, you know, make an audio ad and then plumb it into a new medium, but it's the nuances of how that medium works and the player's interaction and the fact that the publishers want to integrate this format. That is where the key opportunity is here. So when it comes to the gamer mindset, you know, gamers are listening to audio in games, but why are they? AudioMob has done a considerable amount of research in this area over the last 18 months. We know, and we've asked thousands and thousands of participants, we then built an algorithm around our findings, and then we're doing live testing, and it's all in favor of audio within mobile gaming and general apps. We know that most users don't like, you know, video ads. I know that if you were to ask any of your colleagues or anyone that you know, people don't look forward to viewing, you know, video ads, especially in games, it's considered a necessary evil. And then the industry started moving into IAP, in-app purchases. So rather than playing a game where you are, you know, watching a video every, you know, couple of minutes, you can just purchase a in-game item instead. Very highly regarded in the industry. But then what we saw is a couple of percentage points more. So 28% of overall participants that we asked, they actually preferred audio ads, a free alternative where the audio ad can be listened to while playing the game. I'm going to pass it on to Wilfried to go over some of our controlled testing that we also did to further validate why gamers are listening and prefer audio ads in this format.
Yeah, thanks, Christian. So what we did is we ran a focus group, and it was gender balanced, so equal amount of female and male participants, age between 18 to 55 year olds, and across the UK and the United States. So we wanted to make sure it wasn't just like a one country thing and bias. So what we first thing we found is 100% of participants kept on playing a game, which is actually quite interesting, but it was expected. But the more interesting stat to the right of that is when this independent focus group partner we worked with called Go Live Test worked with and asked the participants if they noticed the banner and could record the ad, 100% of them would remember, oh yeah, that was like a LinkedIn ad. I do remember. I wasn't actively like listening, but I can remember who it was and what they were saying. So that really shows, again, something you probably all know already here, is that the power of the subconscious and audio. The next thing is that 87.5% of people realized that they could press the banner. That comes from the fact that they're very used to video advertising. Then 50% of them actually ended up pressing the banner.
Awesome. Thank you, Wilfried. And, you know, we did some research, we built a prototype, and then we did some, you know, live testing, control testing. But we want to go a level deeper. And what we started seeing after testing via our own DSP, you know, multiple audio ads of multiple verticals, we saw that it took 1.4 listens to that led to a click engagement. And it's all around audio intent signals. So if you are playing a game and you're playing that game clearly because it's fun, it's what games are, they're designed as an entertainment medium to have fun, and you decide that an ad that you've just heard, you decided to listen to a certain quartile, or you've decided not to X off the ad, or even better yet, you've decided to click through to the ad, what that means is that you value the offer that that ad has for you even higher than the fun that you're having on the game. And the fun that you're having on the game is a precursor. It's a high benchmark, so that when we actually receive a click based on the ad that is heard, it is a genuine form of audio intent. And this is why advertising audio ads within games leads to such high engagement. We are seeing a 1,000% increase in click-through engagement, no matter what vertical. So starting off with some of the more popular verticals, BMG, Evanescence. I'm sure some of you remember the Evanescence from the 90s. They've made a comeback with a vengeance and are charting, and we help them on their journey. Here's an example.
Hey, check it out. This is Amy Lee from Evanescence, and guess what? The game is over after you finish this one. Go check out that song and the rest of our new album, The Bitter Truth, right after you lock in the high school.
So there you've got an example of a contextual ad clearly meant for its environment. But then, you know, it's not just the highly regarded and popular entertainment ads. This also works in the automotive space as well.
Are you ready for a new level of adventure? Let your journey take you to new places with Jeep. Click the Jeep Ramadan offer to discover more.
Sure, you picked up it was a Jeep Ramadan offer. So yes, absolutely global. This works across all geos that we've tested in as well in the automotive space. But then let's go a layer deeper, something even more obscure that perhaps you may not have even experienced in terms of the clients that you've served. Healthcare. So this specific campaign, we were targeting people that were very health conscious, that were interested in figuring out what their biological age is. That's what Glycan Age does, measures your biological age. And here's an example.
How old are you? Ever wondered what your biological age is? How healthy you actually are? Glycan Age reveals your body's true age and offers support so you can help take control of your health. Click through to find out more.
So again, another example. No matter what vertical...
How old are you?
Let me just pause that there. No matter what vertical that this product's been tested on, and there's, you know, many, many more outside of the scope of what we've shown you today, it's absolutely evident that if an audio ad is presented to the right user in a highly engaged environment, you will get a significant increase in click-through engagement. And the industry standard with a normal banner is 0.01 to 0.3%. And then with a typical audio ad, we've seen in the market as high as 0.5%. But then audio combined with gaming, much, much higher. The highest that we've seen is far above the 1% mark. It's actually the highest that we've seen is 11% click-through engagement. Now, when it comes to the IDFA and iOS 14 opportunity, this is perhaps one of the largest opportunities that we've seen in the audio space, next to, of course, converting gaming inventory, which is what AudioMob's doing. To give you a bit of a recap, on IDFA and Identify for Advertisers, what Apple has done with the iOS 14 update is they've enabled users to more easily opt out of being tracked. And what this means is that the gaming companies, the publishers, will not be able to track their users as effectively, and it massively, massively affects targeting. And what this means for the publisher is that, you know, it's actually close to 95% based on the month's data of people are opting out. And it means that the publishers will make less money on their advertising. Because if you think about it, if you don't know or know a lot less about the user that you're targeting, you're going to pay a much, much lower CPM. So the IDFA attribution will be severed. Developers and advertisers will not be able to use this way of performance advertising to get to the user, the specific user that they need to show an ad to. And identifying whales will be more difficult. So what I mean by this is that a lot of games that rely on in-app purchases, they rely on roughly 2-4% of their audience that will generate 90% of their income. Because users are now going to opt into being tracked a lot less, it's going to be much harder to target these users. And, you know, age, gender, interests, and these typical segments are going to be affected. Now, the reason this is an opportunity here is that as a branding advertiser, publishers are adapting their inventory and integrating with contextual ad networks like us in order to get access to contextual branding revenue. And if you think about it, you know, in the last maybe 5 to 6 years, I've never seen a publisher shift their inventory to accept a new kind of revenue, i.e. contextual advertising revenue, more than I've seen since the iOS 14 update was released. And what this means is that outside of having a user that actually wants to hear the ad, is more engaged and less annoyed by the ad because it doesn't block them, we've got the publishers as well that are actively looking for advertisers in order to you know, get access to that kind of revenue. So what we've got here is a trifecta between the game, the actual gamer, the gaming publisher, and the advertiser. And again, it's a key point that's led to, you know, the traction that we've got since we launched in January last year. So those are all the different points I wanted to cover in terms of, you know, the case studies, audio in gaming. Absolutely, you know, it works. The gamers are highly engaged. The fact that the gamer really does care about, you know, being blocked by a video ad, and if they're not blocked and they hear an ad, they are still engaged. And then there's the fact that the publishers actually want to get access to this kind of contextual based revenue in order to defend their growth based on the iOS 14 update. So I see a number of questions in my other screen popping up. So I really appreciate everyone listening today. And that concludes the presentation. And I'll see if I've got enough time to answer a couple of questions. Kurt, how am I doing for time?
Checking now.
Thank you.
I think we have a little time here. 12. Oh, plenty of time. Go right ahead.
Okay, great. So just jumping in here. Oh, actually, not questions. A lot of people seem to like the idea. So thank you for the kind comments. But yes, any questions, whether it's about how the format works, you know, advertising verticals, anything of the sort. What does context mean to you? No one's actually asked me that before. So no, it's a good question. And again, you know, context means a lot of things to a lot of different people. So to give you an idea, context could mean for us, or as well as an advertiser, any kind of any kind of data that you can use that isn't personalized. So an example would be, for instance, if you've got a sporting game, a football game, and you've got, let's say, Nike, for instance, that may decide to target ad segments, for instance, in between football matches, for instance, that football game is going to be a contextual piece of inventory that may be interesting to Nike. So game type, for instance, is a type of contextual advertising data. But then you've got the fact that, for instance, a music track, for instance, let's say Sony wanting to promote a hip hop track. So in that context, you know, rather than targeting, you know, the age of someone that is living in a specific area that has searched, let's say, on Google, for instance, lots and lots of things to do with hip hop, or has some stuff downloaded on their app, we don't use any of that data. For instance, we might want to target a hip hop oriented game. a game which orients around rap music, for instance, like Rapstar, for instance, or there's an HBO game we're implementing which all orients around progressing the career of an indie rapper. That would be an idea of contextual segment. Or it could be anything really that that is non-personalized, that is all about, you know, the environment that the ad is going to be shown in, rather than using personal data. So at a very, very high level, that is what we mean by context. And we built an algorithm around that that has proven to be very, very effective without using, you know, personal data. What's the best duration of an ad for inserting into gaming audio? Another common question that we get. It's between 15 and 30 seconds. Gone are the days. I will just stop sharing my screen. Gone are the days where, you know, you can put in a 60 to 90 second audio ad. It's definitely 15 or 30 seconds, or even, you know, a little less than 15 seconds. The shorter the better. What kind of CPMs are you seeing for these ads? So it highly varies. I mean, it's like, you know, how long's a piece of string these days with everything that's going on with Apple. So, you know, you've got some cheaper gaming inventory that might go for, you know, a couple of dollars, $2 to $4. If it's very, very high level targeting, very, very high level targeting or even non-existing targeting. But then, you know, CPMs can easily go above $20, $30, even $40, depending on the sophistication of the advertiser. So, like, you know, a video ad or a search ad, it really depends on, you know, the advertiser as well as the amount of data. To give you a short example, someone that may book an ad on an open exchange might pay, you know, a couple of dollars, and that might be lower in the waterfall of an auction for a game. But then you've got, let's say, Nike, for instance, that has a promotion within the UAE and they want to target sports games. They are definitely going to be paying in the high tens of dollars for that audio ad. So it does, the range does vary quite drastically. Next question, does it make sense to create custom creative for this, referring to video games? So I'd say in some cases it does, really, really depends on the vertical. From what we've seen, though, referring to the fact is a video game is a nice to have. What is really effective, though, is if you are either using a general influencer or if you add a call to action. So, you know, click through to find out more, or click the banner below to find out more. We found that to be very, very effective. Okay. Have most of your experiences so far been in the UK? What other countries are showing interest? So, yeah, great, great question. To be honest, we've received interest from everywhere outside of China. There has been interest from China, but tackling that's a different strategic beast, if you will. From the US, Canada, you know, South America, LATAM, Japan, Australia, India, South Africa, all over Europe, we're literally seeing interest absolutely everywhere. And we will be announcing news on recent investments into AudioMob based on that fact. So yeah, the interest is coming from every geo that we can think of.
I also mentioned the GCC as well. So that's UAE, Oman, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia as well.
Yes, of course, yeah. Great. I think that covers most of the questions. I don't think there's any more coming in. So, I really wanted to thank everyone today for listening, for asking great questions. And if you want to know anything more about AudioMob, the research we're doing, feel free to reach out to us directly, or, of course, our amazing partners at TargetSpot.